been a wonderful night. All the wonderful sharings and the testimonies. I think it has been a night of testimonies, actually. It was pretty awesome. First few people to go, the tours, Lawrence, Danny and Amber set the whole night on fire to start it all off. Last week I was a little bit rough. I had a chest infection. It was just knocked me out for a couple of days. But with me, if I'm left to sleep, which I don't sleep usually, you know, 4 or 5 hours, that's me done for the night. I'm awake at 5 o'clock in the morning, bright as Larry, you know, raring to go. And but come around 9, 10 o'clock at night, I'm the other end of the scale. Lawrence is awake and I'm ready, like, to go to bed. But yeah, I just slept for about 48 hours, and I can hear Lawrence, like, talking to people in the background. And I heard him saying to Leanne, "Well, I haven't ate very well. I hope she gets well soon, because, you know, I just need some solid food. I didn't realise how good her cooking was until I haven't got it." So that sort of put me on the road to recovery. And thank you, Jane, for the anniversary blessings. That was lovely. But, you know, like, we had the women here and it was just an awesome time. Really wonderful, just driving them around. It was quite funny, actually, because the bus was bigger than I thought it was going to be. I felt like I was driving one of these articulated lorries. But and the responsibility, because that was all God's kids on board as well. So, you know, mentally and physically it was challenging. And you know, I just gave it to God, and it went really smooth. It was a beautiful van. We all had a wonderful time, all the different places they visited. And we called it Faith Tours, which was pretty awesome, because that was the sum and substance of what Vida wanted to call it, especially because we were visiting George Mueller, and that's all changed. That was just a real eye-opener, because they've done it digital, and it was really exciting, actually. Really, really enjoyed that, and all the money they've spent putting that all together. All the old photographs, and, you know, really gave a story on George Mueller's life. And and then afterwards you could go around the museum, which is now all digital. And, you know, it was just, they just really had such an awesome time. They loved Borton on the Water, they loved Bath, and just the blessing that day we went to London, we were trying to figure out about COVID tests. And, you know, me and Vida kept putting it off and putting it off. And we were sat on the bus on the Sunday, because on the Monday they were going to Ireland. And so that would have meant that by the Tuesday they would have to have got this test done in Ireland so that they could travel home to London, to America. And as we're sat on this open deck bus and we're travelling around London, Vida gets a message that the government had suddenly decided that you didn't need a test for entering back into the USA. So, you know, there was loads of things that God was at work. Ethel shared a little bit, and you know, everybody learnt something. And then I had a message from Vida saying that they have done many one of the dogs snorting. Many sister standing strong vacations, and this one had been the best so far. And you know, just the thankfulness for all that we done and the love that we shared. And, you know, thanks to Lawrence and Danny and Amber, because I certainly didn't do it all by myself. But, you know, there were certain days when the trips were really long, like London. And Danny really helped by driving the van as well. So, you know, and all the fellowships in the back of the van, and just everybody just loving on one another. It was pretty, pretty awesome, actually. And I think everybody learnt something. You know, there was times when you knew to be quiet. There was times when you knew that people needed encouragement. You know, it was a full packed trip. So, you know, tiredness came after a couple of days also for the Americans with the jet lag and everything else. But God just took care of all of it. and you know, the fellowship that we had here, not last Thursday but the Thursday before, when they all turned up. And you know, Helen, which is Amber's labourer, you know, as she brought that new person, and you know, she went to see her about taking care of her dog while she went on holiday, and that went out the window, and Helen's sharing the word with her, and then the lady came along to fellowship and really blew her away. You know, that we guys only really talk to each other on Skype, but that the one thing we have in common is that we love God. And you know, when we love God with all our hearts, it's very easy to be able to pass that on to others. And you know, when people were sharing tonight and just how thankful they are that there is no grey areas when it comes to God, you know, you're either in it or you're out of it. You know, God doesn't like those grey areas. He wants to spew you out. So if you really want to see the benefits of God, then you really got to put 100% into it. And as Amber was sharing, you know, since 2019 her life has changed, and our lives can change for the better. You know, like Zara shared, she could have gone out tonight, she could have gone out for a drink, but she put God first, and God will really bless you for that, Zara. You know, it's not when we're young, we think we know it all, and we see the way that we think our life ought to be. But it's not until we get older and we suddenly realize that there's more to this life. And that is that God did give us his son, Jesus Christ, and that he died on that cross for each one of us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So that who? What? The believers. So that we have eternal life. So you know, we can live that heaven here on earth right now. We don't have to be sidetracked by the world. We don't have to be enticed by the world. Definitely not. You know, the world has nothing good to offer, but God does. And it's nothing about religion. I shared that with the pastor that goes to Danny's fellowship, that you know, religion is man-made. And that you can ask Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, Jehovah's Witnesses, whoever, and they all love God, but they don't know who God really is, because they are actually trapped in religion. And with religion comes man's ideas and man's ideologies. So when we untap ourselves from that and we just go to God, you know, if anybody asks Lawrence, you know, the one thing he'll say is, well, don't look to me. You know, you go to God. You go to God personally. You ask God. You know, Madeline was sharing that she shared with that lady, you know, she didn't know how to answer the girl. And sometimes we don't. We think we know. But God knows what that person needs to hear. So we send that person to God. You go to God. You ask God. He will show you. And so when we're doing that, we're taking the focus off ourselves and we are putting it on God, because he is a mighty God, and we're here to serve and to love and to walk that life which is more than abundant. You know, not about money, but about health, about your jobs, your family, you know, the people around you, the believers. You know, that's walking in that pureness of love. It's not that I'm going to do something because I expect you to do something for me back, but that it is a love that we share because of the Christ that's in us. You know, Jesus Christ didn't do something to help someone so that he could gain something for himself. It's that we do it on an unconditional love. It's an agape, the love of God in the renewed mind in manifestation. And the only way you can put that into manifestations is by operating it. You know, God says there's only two commandments: you love God and you love your neighbor, and that's it. And that was shared abroad tonight, with people sharing what God's done in their lives, all the deliverance, the testimonies. You can see the love of God on fire in people's hearts. So you know, we've had a wonderful week with the ladies. Obviously then they went on to Ireland. And I know it was quite challenging for some of them towards the end, and they had long flights as well. And I think one or two tested positive for COVID. I took the COVID test 3 times and it came back negative. So when I did go to the doctors finally, they gave me some antibiotics and said it was a chest infection. But, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it was. The adversary was trying to take me out, trying to get me away from that wonderful fellowship, and it didn't happen. It did not happen. I fought tooth and nail right to the very last day. And as Lawrence took them to the airport, I was in my bed and I was done. But, you know, sometimes we want to bless and we go over and above, and sometimes we need to take care of ourselves too. You know, make sure that we're good. Because if we're not good, then how can we bless other people? But, you know, I'm doing 100% better. Lawrence is going to get a good meal tomorrow night now.
Yeah, at the beef pizza.
Well, yeah. Well, no, there was a reason behind that, actually. Because it was our wedding anniversary today, and obviously we had fellowship tonight. So I said to him, how about if we go to the beef eater tomorrow night, and we just me and him, and we celebrate our anniversary. So that's what we're doing. So he'll get a nice steak tomorrow, not that I've cooked it. But, you know, just to finish off that, I'm just so thankful for all the prayers and all the love that was sent to me while I was in my bed for a couple of days, and just the way that, you know, everybody really rallied round. And very thankful to Danny and Amber, but I'm very thankful to Lawrence and for his great love, and especially today of all days, it being our wedding day, 35 years strong. Well, 36, but yeah, 35 years married, but we've been together 36. It's been a lifetime, really. And, you know, and every day, I just love him more. It's just, we have just this unique relationship where, you know, it's an unconditional love. And he certainly is my soulmate and my best friend. And even though people said we wouldn't last, you know, it just stands the test of time. When God brings something together, let no man pull it apart, whatever it is, whether it's a relationship, whether it's your kids, whether it's your family, whatever, your job, your car, whatever it is, your animals, you know, God knows exactly what you need, and he moves hell and high water to make sure you're blessed. I can assure you of that. So we got something exciting Saturday, actually. We're going to go and meet one of the puppies. They live about an hour away, and we're going to meet up with them and see Kobe, which is one of Lily's sons, and it will be Wishbone and Alfie's like little brother. So that's going to be pretty awesome to be for them to all to be running around together. So we'll get some pictures on Facebook of that. I'm sure Lawrence will be there with his camera, because he's always in someone's face with that camera. You've got to be careful as well, because if you don't look your best, you still pick it up on Facebook. Madeline, it's just terrible, some of the pictures, honestly. But you know, I just know that, you know, a family that love God, it emanates from you. There's no other ifs or buts, and people really saw that in Danny and Amber, and when we were fellowshipping with all the believers from America, and just the hearts that we have to want to love God and to love his people. So, you know, I'm just really thankful that they all had a great time, and that everybody took something home with them, and what a blessing it was that their lives have changed so incredibly. You know, and there's more opportunities for people to come, and our doors are always open, and to come and visit and to come and stay and just see how the tours live. It's a very simple, very basic, very family orientated lifestyle, I can assure you of that. But God's at the center of everything that we do. So, you know, if you can impart that onto someone else and they get to live a little bit of heaven here on earth, then it really does change people's lives. And that we don't have to be a part of this world. You know, we're just passing through. But we can make a difference while we're passing. And we can change somebody's life just by speaking those fitly spoken words. Not that we always have the answers, but God does. So, you know, that's what I want to share. So God bless your hearts. Have a wonderful evening, wonderful weekend, and I will hand you back.